4,500 people bought four-day passes to this year's Tree Fort. That's three times as many as last year. Another 3,300 tickets were purchased by non-pass holders for individual shows. For organizer Drew Lorona, the numbers justify months of stress and long hours. But bills are still being paid, and Lorona says it's not clear yet if the festival broke even. He says Tree Fort is still getting its financial footing.
We are for profit, but the idea is definitely not the maximization of profit. The world does not need another music festival like that. In fact, it needs less of them. We're still like in a starving artist's phase, I guess, as a festival.
Despite temperatures that dipped into the 20s, organizers say turnout didn't suffer. Lorona says, if anything, it made smaller indoor venues like the Crux more appealing and helped spread out the crowds. He says sponsorship will be key to keep attracting bands that bring in those crowds.
Our biggest goal moving forward is to try to bring on some long-term sponsorship partners. That's really what's going to help Tree Fort stick around.
But Lorona is wary of going the way of much larger festivals like South by Southwest. He says such events rely heavily on big corporate sponsors, and that would hurt Tree Fort's indie roots.
We're not really at the point where we can charge Doritos $150,000 to build a giant Doritos backstage, and we don't want to get to that point, so we're having to get creative.
That creativity showed up with the Modern Hotel donating rooms for artists and Piehole Pizza providing $5,000 worth of food. And Lorona thinks the boost in four-day passes means organizers' outreach campaigns worked. Positive press from outside the Treasure Valley also helps to attract more indie music fans to Boise.
The benefit of doing an event like Tree Fort is it grows the local scene, and the local musicians really pay off from the national exposure.
The third Tree Fort Music Fest is set for March 20th through the 24th, 2014. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.